This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says educational institutions should produce competent and skillful human resources for country's prosperity. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali says MCC agreement will have no adverse impact on Nepal's internal interest. Socialist Party withdrew support given to government and militant attacks in Burkina Faso kill at least 35 civilians. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said academic institutions should focus on producing competent and capable human resources to meet the national aspirations for prosperous Nepal, happy Nepalese. Speaking during the signing in ceremony of University Development Assistance Project Agreement between the Kathmandu University and Bridgen Foundation, Belgium today, Prime Minister Oli said proficient educational human resources should be produced for national prosperity. The signing in ceremony took place on the witness of the Prime Minister at Prime Minister's official residence Balwatar today. Bridgen Foundation President Professor Tanku Mohamaudo and KU Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Ram Kantha Mukherjee Shrestha signed on the agreement on behalf of their respective sides. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamali has said Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC agreement made with the US government will have no adverse impact on Nepal's national interest. He clarified the agreement is related to the economic development of Nepal. Saying about the MCC agreement in National Assembly's National Concerns and Coordination Committee meeting today, Foreign Affairs Minister Gyamali said the agreement will be passed by the Parliament as well. The national parties have no differences regarding it, stating that the incumbent government is cautious and serious regarding issues of national interest and concern. Minister Gyamali urged all not to cast doubts on the agreement as a part of Indo-Pacific strategy. According to the minister, an independent and professional body has been set up in Nepal for the implementation of the MCC assistance and Nepal's authorized entry entity can audit its account. In the meeting, committee president Dil Kumari Vamal Thapa opined that it has become easier for the lawmakers to understand about the MCC as the government has clarified on the issue now. The lawmakers in the State of Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives are near to an agreement to remove the existing provision of internal examination for first and second class gazetted officers, joint secretary and undersecretary in civil service. They argued that the high-level government officials are busy in exam preparation, thereby affecting the administrative works. At the committee meeting today, the lawmakers dwelt on the bill on the formation of federal civil service and the terms of reference and stressed on making the promotion of government employees transparent and more systematic. Major opposition Nepali Congress lawmakers, however, insisted on not fully wiping out the internal examination system for the government employees of gazetted level. As the committee chairperson Sasi Shrestha sought for better and scientific thoughts as an alternative to rooting out the existing internal exam, the meeting did not take the final decision. The lawmakers, however, reached the agreement that the vacant post of joint secretary and undersecretary will be filled with 10% open competition, 10% inter-service competition and 80% from the promotion. At the meeting, Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration, Rithesh Trifati, suggested for not disheartening the employees who have opted for the adjustment in line with three-tier of the government. The committee member, Navaraj Silwal, Brijesh Kumar Gupta and Prem Suwal demanded increasing percent for open competition. The committee agreed for the gazetted third-class section officer in 70% from open competition, 10% from inter-service and remaining 20% from performance evaluation. Similarly, the committee had suggested the government to appoint the diverse and office assist Please listen it again. Similarly, the committee had suggested the government to appoint the drivers and office assistants as permanent employees. The Socialist Party has withdrawn its support given to the incumbent government. Organizing a press meet at Singhadra today, the Socialist Party declared its withdrawal from the government. Speaking on the occasion, Socialist Party Chair Upendra Yadav said the party has withdrawn the support given to the government as the government was not ready to lead the constitution amendment process as agreed at the time of government formation. Chairman Yadav also said the party will co-work and cooperate with other political parties for constitutional amendment and lead agitation in parliament and street for ensuring constitution amendment. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has underlined the need of further developing and expanding Nepal's diplomatic ties with its neighbors, keeping national interest at the center. In her address to the senior former ambassadors, felicitation ceremony organized by the Association of Former Ambassadors of Nepal at the President's office Sital Nivas today, the President urged the ambassadors to work for further strengthening the nation's foreign relations by bearing its geopolitics and aspirations for economic development in mind. On the occasion, senior former ambassadors Yog Prasad Upadhyaya, Surya Prasad Srestha, Kamal Koirala and Professor Dr. Mohan Lerni were honored. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamali, who was also present on the occasion, expressed his happiness over the role that former ambassadors played in boosting up nationals' image and consolidating mutual ties during the political transition at home. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has appointed non-residential ambassadors for four countries today. Nepali ambassador to Malaysia, Udaya Raj Pandey, has been appointed as the non-residential ambassador to Philippines, ambassador to France, Deepak Adhikari to Monaco, ambassador to Australia, Mahesh Raj Dahal to New Zealand, and ambassador to Switzerland, Mani Prasad Bhattrai to Italy. The appointment has been made on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has postponed its Central Committee meeting for December 27th. Earlier, the meeting was scheduled for December 26th and put up citing lack of consensus on issues like the department promotion, leadership of sister organizations, and publication of name of active members. According to Nepali Congress Central Office Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Podel, the meeting will begin at 1 p.m. on December 27th. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Khushi kasari khushi huncha jab bane chaina koi afno bhandai ma afno hunna samparka ma basya khai samparka ka lagi baliyo adha Nepal Telecom ho rashtra kai sanchar सम्पर्कको आधार राष्ट्रको संचार नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक टु द न्यूज. Health and Population Minister Bhanubhakta Dhakal has vowed to wipe out anomalies within the health sector. Addressing a program in Biratnagar today, Minister Dhakal said the civil servants must be accountable to the state and the people. He also directed the employees under the ministry to work for the development of the country. Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai has stressed on the need of new infrastructures for the promotion of tourism. Discussing the matter related to upcoming Visit Nepalia 2020 with mayors from local units within the Kathmandu Valley at the ministry today, Minister Bhattrai said despite having immense potential for tourism, Nepal has not been able to attract international tourism. Thus, the government has been working to construct international airports and other infrastructures. The greatest festival of Christians, Christmas, has been marked across the world today. The devotees of the Christian faith today visited the Church pray and exchange greetings marking the birth anniversary of Jesus Christ in Nepal too. The Christians visited various churches and performed the rituals. Meanwhile, the Pope has prayed for a softening of stony and self-centered hearted to help end injustice in the world in his Christmas Day message. From the Vatican balcony, Pope Francis spoke of walls of indifference being put up to people fleeing hardship in the hope of finding a better life. The Pope prayed for those hit by conflict, natural disasters and disease, listing several countries. You are listening to 8 p.m. English news from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. Suspected Islamist militants have killed 35 civilians, including 31 women, as they attacked on a military base and a town in Burkina Faso. Officials said 7 soldiers and 80 armed fighters were also killed in today's double attack on a military base and Urbinda town in Soum province in the country. The attack was carried out by dozens of fighters on motorbikes and lasted several hours. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack yet. Meantime, President Rhodes Mark Christian Kabore has declared 2 days of national mourning in the country. Typhoon Phanfon, also known as Ursula, has battered the central Philippines. Thousands of people have been left stranded as ferries and flights were cancelled. Thousands more spent the night in temporary shelters. More than 100 families' homes have been destroyed by the storm. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says educational institutions should produce competent and skillful human resources for country's prosperity. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali says MCC agreement will have no adverse impact on Nepal's national interest. Socialist Party withdrew support given to government and militant attacks in Burkina Faso kill at least 35 civilians. That's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to this special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be partly cloudy in all three regions of the country. Now wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the western region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 10 degree, 5 knots, minus 6 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 20 degree, 5 knots, minus 24 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 280 degrees, 20 knots, minus 34 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 300 degrees, 75 knots, minus 42 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the central region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 350 degrees, 5 knots, minus 4 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 220 degrees, 20 knots, minus 22 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 240 degrees, 30 knots, minus 36 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 260 degrees, 75 knots, minus 44 degrees Celsius. And wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 350 degrees, 5 knots, minus 2 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 340 degrees, 15 knots, minus 22 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 210 degrees, 35 knots, minus 34 degrees Celsius. And at 9,000 meters, 250 degrees, 95 knots, minus 46 degrees Celsius. That's the end of this special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.